Okay, name, badge numbers, please. Thank you.
Badge number is 2654.
Name.
Detective Gooder now.
And Detective Brock. 2869.
Thank you.
So we're just following up from protests on the weekend. I know you spoke to a couple officers and gave you their business card.
I never gave any cops my business card.
Oh, you didn't? Okay, maybe that's...
Maybe somebody else passed it along. It just...
What, one of your little spies?
It just has your YouTube channel on the card. So we looked at your YouTube channel, and we're here just to ask if you have any concerns regarding the far left, that... Because I know in a lot of your videos you're identifying Antifa, etc. So we're just wanting to know if you wanted to talk about that.
If you had any threats from Antifa before, you feel anyone's intimidated you, we can investigate that. Any concerns or anything like that? Do you feel any intimidation or have you received any threats from Antifa members?
Again, sir, because of the climate that's going on in the States.
You're not worried about Antifa, you're worried about me.
No, we're not saying that.
I think you're lying. You're lying.
We're here to talk to you. You're not under arrest. You don't have to speak to us if you don't want to. But we are investigating all elements of extremism, including the far left, which includes Antifa.
Oh, bullshit. That's a lot of bullshit.
Nope. I haven't lied to you yet. We are in
That's a lot of bullshit.
That is what we do. I can give you one of my business cards if you like.
Nah, I have no interest.
So, you can close the door. You don't have to talk to us. But we are here now. We're talking to you. Do you have any concerns? Are you worried about being doxing? Has Antifa made any threats to you? Is there anything you'd like to tell us right now? Because we are here to help.
On your video, you make it a point to identify who you are to believe are Antifa. So, as the police, as an intelligence unit, why wouldn't we come to a guy that is claiming to know members of Antifa? Right? That's a good investigative tool.
Members of Antifa are well known. It's not a big secret. Robert Ages. You know who Robert Ages is. Well, you know who Robert Ages is?
I didn't know.
Everybody knows who Robert Ages is.
Is he on
Oh, don't play that fucking I don't know.
I didn't know until I watched your videos, actually.
Well, geez, if you're an intelligent unit, maybe you should be doing a little more intelligence.
Maybe I should. That's
or
why
maybe
we're
you
coming
should stop.
Here.
You're just. But no, you're just bullshitting, hoping I'm going to just feed you some more.
Have you ever thought about working with the police in the past? Serious question?
No.
Okay.
And will I?
No. Okay, that's up to you, but I can say that VPD pays VPD pays for good information if you're...
What are you asking me again? Ask the question again.
I don't want to do that if you're going to put it on public. Put you in jeopardy.
And put me in jeopardy?
Yes.
Bullshit, dude.
Seriously?
Do you see what happened in the Capitol on January 6th, and you're telling me you're concerned about the far left?
Again, we're asking you because you represent the right, according to your videos, right? That's what your message is, and you're going after the left. So why would we come to you to ask about the right? Why wouldn't we ask you about the left? What do you think we're going to accomplish by lying to you? Like, what's that benefit us? How does that benefit us at all by lying to you?
Listen, why don't you set up a date? Okay? We'll do this at the CSIS office.
We can't go
and then
to
we
CSIS.
Can't. Why not?
Because it involves... We don't want them involved.
Why not?
Because this has nothing to do with CSIS.
Because you're an amateur and you'll be embarrassed?
No. First of all, they won't allow you with their camera. They're their own agency. We don't work with CSIS. We're the Vancouver Police. We're responsible for what happens in the city of Vancouver.
That, well, you're sure as fuck lying because you're not concerned about the far left.
We are. That's why we're here.
Oh, shit. They've been running rampant in this province. This province is called law
and
for a reason.
I agree.
They run, they control this fucking area. You got fucking Antifa as a member of the BCDU.
I know.
That's your union, isn't it, right? Is that your union or
not? It's not connected to our union. We checked. And we didn't find out until I watched your YouTube video on him. And I've seen him at the Kurdistan rallies from your videos. That's why we're here talking to you.
But you're concerned about the far left.
Yes.
Why?
We're hoping to get your perspective on everything because you seem to really commit a lot of research and time to it.
What research?
Well, you seem to know a lot based on your YouTube channel.
Holding a camera?
Sometimes that's all it takes. Seeing faces, seeing who keeps going up to the rallies.
You got cameras. You got those little Sonys. I don't have a Sony. I got a fucking shitty Panasonic. It doesn't keep the autofocus.
We're pulled in a lot of different directions. Sometimes we can't.
You got your little guys. Get this, that Chinese couple you have there. They always go at the protest with a little Sony. Oh, that's what, like an 8K camera, right? Little short ones.
But
Chinese.
They're there to supervise to make sure no fights break out. And
no, they're not. They're taking. They don't have. That's an 8K. That's like an 8K Sony. That's for facial recognition.
It's not. It's more of a deterrent. No one reviews that afterward unless something happens. That's the honest truth.
That's a little bullshit. You guys lied that you were using that facial recognition. That guy that was scraping Facebook. You said you weren't using any kind of stuff like that. Then that guy told that you did. And the RCMP was using it too. That guy, whatever the company is, I don't know if it's Chinese or whatever the company is, the guy, he scrapes Facebook profiles. It's BCGU. It's a powerful thing. Robert Aegis. You don't bullshit. You didn't know Robert Aegis is the guy in the handbook for antique. That's a load of bullshit.
I do.
That guy's been doing that for a long time. He attacked Chris Elston. And who did you arrest? Who did you arrest at the art gallery?
The
sandwich board guy, Chris Elson. You know, if you've been watching my channel and you've seen Chris Elson.
Maybe I know the face, I just don't know him like that. I
love J.K. Rowling sign.
Okay, yes.
You arrested him.
Sorry,
he got attacked by...
Skateboarder.
No.
Okay.
So I don't believe you for a minute. Not for a minute that you're concerned about the far left.
You don't think police should be concerned with
that? We got an NDP to government with David Eby, who's a communist as attorney general. Adrian Dix and all those kind of guys there, whatever. We got Justin Trudeau as a prime minister.
Yeah, you're not.
You're telling me you're concerned about the fight. Oh, and then we just had the Capitol.
We're coming here
the Capitol in D.C.
We're here to ask you if you have any concerns about the far left for your own safety or for anybody else's safety.
I'm not concerned about my face. I'm not concerned about my safety at all.
Okay.
They want to come at me, they can come at me.
Okay. But we wanted to try to be proactive, knowing that you have a YouTube channel that has a lot to do with showing Antifa, right? Mm-hmm. And so we want
what
to
are you talking
sure
about? There's the mistake you're making. My channel is not is not my channel is not Antifa.
No, it's not. But you do have you do have lots of videos that zoom in on people that you believe to be Antifa.
And you ID them?
No, they're not people I believe to be Antifa. They're just people that are scoping out the thing. They're a threat.
Okay.
Not a physical threat, not any kind of whatever. They're just taking pictures, but they're going to do whatever. So I can read a crowd.
Okay. So are you ever concerned that will ever escalate to a point of violence?
I don't care.
I know you don't care, but we're trying to be able to know at protests, like if you say on Sunday, yeah, it got really heated and the police didn't see and this guy was...
Okay, well, explain to me why Chris Elson went to jail.
I can't speak to that.
Well,
I can only speak to right now.
Do you know what happened there at the art gallery with Chris Elson?
I don't know the details.
Chris Elson showed up with his billboards. Normally, he hangs out at the across the street from the London Drugs at Granville and Robson. Or
Georgia.
Is it Robson?
Georgia.
Georgia, okay. So, I want to finish up with that, with the Chris Elson thing. Chris Elson was with his sandwich boards. I love J.K. Rowling and thing, and he went over to the art gallery. He doesn't engage with anybody unless they engage with him. He talks. That's what he does. He has conversations. He's well researched in the subject that he's doing there. And the police just told him to go, but because of his chartered rights, they couldn't really do anything. But they're looking for him, and on camera, which he caught, Robert Aegis came out like a bat out of hell. And attacked him. Mm-hmm. And I think it was badge 6969, big black guy the size of a fucking tower, grabbed him and arrested him, threw him in jail. Why'd that happen?
I don't know.